Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
I am proceeding quite well, actually, and yes, I would just say simply that I am proceeding well.
Excellent. And how are you generating your new direction, and how satisfied are you with your progress?
In terms of satisfaction with the progress, I'm quite satisfied with the progress. I do have questions on the process and where it's going and things like that. I have to say I don't really understand exactly what the process is, but I do see evidence of changes in myself as a result of that. So that's obviously very encouraging, and it's become something that I was just talking to Mary about that, actually, and it's something that is become quite important to me, and I would say it's pretty much the most important thing I do every day. So yeah.
And I would ask you also, have you engaged any other individual or individuals in relation to being a support?
A support in what capacity?
Simply a support system to you while you are moving in this direction.
Oh, I see. No, I have not. I didn't really even consider that as being something that would be useful, I guess. I don't have anybody particularly in mind that would be doing that, although I might be able to find one to do that. I haven't felt a need to for support, perhaps because I'm not seeing it.
Very well. I would simply say that as you continue and as you progress, it might be helpful, and it might be something that you may value, having someone that you can share the process with, or what you are doing and how you are progressing, and to share your experience with someone else.
Yes, I agree. That would be helpful, and I'm not sure how much interest people have shown in this. I mean, I did share this in our previous session, and I didn't get too many people reaching out to me or asking questions about it. My guess is that it's perhaps a little bit too esoteric for them. It's perhaps something that they feel it's beyond their own reach and therefore not too interesting, or perhaps they just don't believe that that's what I'm accomplishing. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me what they think. It's just nobody really showed that much interest in it.
It may be something to consider at some point, engaging with someone perhaps close to you that you might want to share the experience with, and therefore have someone as a support, and also simply as another individual that you can share your experiences with and that you can engage in that manner. eventually.
Yes.
I would say it isn't dramatically important at this point, but eventually it likely will become somewhat important to you that you aren't simply doing this alone.
I understand, and I think that that time will come, and it, as I progress, I will see the benefits to that, and at that point I will probably, you know, move in that direction of finding someone for that purpose, yes.
Very well. And what shall we discuss about it?
Okay. I did want to discuss that topic in depth with you, but I did have a couple of quick things first to just get out of the way. One is, in generating outcomes, you described the process as setting an intent and then positioning yourselves to intersect with the outcome, and that would involve subjectively, and would involve, you know, expressing the an energy that is in alignment with what the outcome that you want. But I'm wondering about objective action. What objective actions are necessary to take in order to achieve outcomes, and how do you know what when and how to take the objective actions?
The objective actions are actually simple, not necessarily easy, but definitely simple, in that it is a matter of incorporating actions that are consistently in harmony with whatever that intention is. Therefore, this is the reason that I have emphasized so much and so repeatedly and often about paying attention to the mundane activities that you do within your day, because in that, these are the most important actions and activities that you do. They are actions that you do every day, and therefore they incorporate the most significant energy. In that, it is a matter of recognizing whatever it is that you are doing within your day, are you doing it in a capacity that is in harmony with what your intention was? In that, the most important components are being confident and determined, therefore not being swayed, not wavering, not questioning yourself, having a definite confidence and determination in relation to what it is that you want to accomplish. And then moving in a direction of paying attention to what you are doing objectively that is in harmony with that. Then at some point, you will present yourself with a choice that will be, in a manner of speaking, directly associated in some manner with your intention. And then it will be a matter of actually taking that first step. Therefore, let me offer you a hypothetical example. Let us say that hypothetically you want to be generating a business in a particular capacity. And you have ideas of what you want to do. And let us say that you want to... let us say, hypothetically, that you want to open a yoga cafe. Now, in that... what would be actions that you would be doing on a daily basis that would be in harmony with eventually generating this type of a business? It would be a matter of definitely incorporating a consistent yoga practice and doing that every day, and incorporating that into your routine as part of your daily activity, that you involve yourself with that in some capacity every day. But then also understanding that what are the components of what that means, such as yoga is not simply a physical practice. It is also a philosophy. Therefore, it would be a matter of not only practicing the yoga moves or movements or positions on a daily basis, but also being aware of that philosophy and incorporating that into everything you do within your day. All of those mundane actions, and how are they connected with what you want to create? And in that, recognizing on a daily basis how you interact with other people, what you do yourself, how you do everything you do within your day, in your routine, and how much of it is in harmony with what your intention is. Then, at some point, and this is very commonly how most people create these actions, although I would say that people engage this in somewhat different capacities dependent on their orientation, which you might not necessarily think about, but that does have an interplaying factor, such as common individuals, it is important for them to be paying attention to what they are doing, what they are producing, and what imagery they are engaging or that is important to them, and how that interplays with their intention. For an intermediate individual, it is a matter of simply moving in the direction of practicing the actions that are in harmony with their intention. And generally speaking, for an intermediate individual, they generally will generate a significant amount of time before they actually present that situation of taking that significant step. But once they do, if they take that step, they will present very quickly many different options and opportunities to themselves very, very fast. A soft individual can move in a direction in which the ultimate completion of their intention might incorporate some time, somewhat in that capacity, somewhat similar to an intermediate individual. But the difference with a soft individual is that they will be presenting different opportunities to themselves along the process. They are generally presenting themselves with signs, signals, opportunities that are directly or indirectly connected with their intention, that continuously, in a manner of speaking, encourages them in their direction. Therefore, yes, the orientation does play a part in how people actually eventually manifest what it is that they have set for their intention, what they want to create. But once you present that significant step, and you will know what it is because it will be a type of step that what it is a choice at a particular time framework that seems to be a significant choice, and it seems to be directly associated with what you want to accomplish, but it might not be the entire picture. But that significant step leads you in the direction of the accomplishment entirely. Are you understanding?
Yes, I am. Thank you. And okay, I think I understand, and that answered pretty much my question. Just one really quick thing here. I don't want to spend a lot of time on contagion. You talked about contagion in the context of the virus. My view has always been that contagion is a belief.
It is. I would agree. But I would also express to you not to be too quick to be dismissive of that. Because although, yes, it is a belief, and there are some significant constructs associated with it, it is a very strongly held mass belief, and therefore it is very strongly expressed. And remember, you aren't eliminating belief. But, yes, I agree that because it is a belief, you can be moving in a direction in which you are not choosing the same influences as the masses, and therefore you can be considerably successful in most directions and not engaging with action of any type of contagious expression. But in some, it can be somewhat challenging because there are significant mass beliefs in relation to something such as this present virus. As I have expressed, you haven't actually engaged a virus such as this for 60 to 70 years. There's been a considerable time framework in relation to most of you and your lifetime. And in that, this is the first virus in that amount of time that has been presented in this type of form, in which it has such a considerable contagious factor. And that is what is creating a significant, I would say, concern, and even in some situations, panic for many individuals. But I would say that you definitely could move in a direction, especially when you already have practice of not participating in that mass expression, not participating in the contagious aspect, which can be very beneficial. Although, what I would say is, even if you aren't participating in the contagion aspect, because this is creating such a significant amount of fear, because it is such a strong expression of difference, and because it is also engaging such a significant mass energy, you could easily, in a manner of speaking, become swept up in the movement of it. Even if you aren't engaging with the contagion aspect of it. And what is meant by that is that because it does have such a tremendous contagious factor involved, people are moving in a direction, or people that you view as authorities are moving in a direction of what you already recognize as quarantine, because that is the only manner that they presently know of to contain such a contagion. And in that, you could conceivably become swept up in that, in which you might not necessarily want to be involved in that action, and your area, your physical area, could become part of a quarantined area. Are you understanding?
I am, yes.
Which, in that, then that also appears automatically to not be your choice, or that you aren't doing that, or you aren't creating that. But of course, as you and I both realize and know, you are. And it may not necessarily be because you agree with it, or because you necessarily want to be participating in that type of expression, but that the mass energy is so strong, and there may be aspects in that that you aren't objectively aware of, that you might be participating in some action such as that, and it could be confusing to you.
Okay.
Presently, that is unlikely. I would say that this is also an example of what people do in relation to their ideas and their beliefs of preventative actions, which are, as you are aware, motivated by fear and protection. And in that, I would say that isn't entirely necessary at this point. I understand the contagious factor in relation to this particular virus, but I would also say that in your particular country, there isn't a tremendous exposure, and therefore the ideas of quarantine, the ideas of these preventative measures is actually somewhat premature and is not actually necessary, because you aren't presenting yourselves with a tremendous affectingness or a tremendous expression of that contagion. There aren't many people that are actually being affected. It isn't in that capacity the same as those viruses that you term to be diseases 60 and 70 years ago. In that, I would say that at this point, presently, your sciences and your researchers are more equipped to be quickly creating a vaccine. And in that, I would say that presently, it also isn't being expressed in the tremendous numbers that those viruses were pastly. At least not yet. We shall see what you do. But there are a lot of you that move in the same direction as you are expressing. There are a lot of you that don't necessarily move in the direction of participating in contagions any longer. Therefore, that also plays a factor or a role in this, that it likely won't be as rampant as viruses have been pastly.
Okay. I think I understand all that. And, okay. I'd like to, at this point, move on to the main subject, which is my direction in reducing separation. And as I started to say earlier, it is a process that I am engaging rather enthusiastically. I don't exactly understand the process in that, there's a lot of missing information there. I am experiencing what seems to be very similar to a energy exchange almost, but it's the physical sensations are quite a bit more intense. I guess, you know, if you could comment on, you know, what the process is and where the process is leading, that kind of thing would be helpful.
So in this, what is your assessment thus far in relation to what you are choosing and what you are doing?
Well, my intention is to reduce separation and to begin acting and expressing as essence. And
what are you experiencing in relation to that?
I've experienced, for one thing, my body consciousness has regenerated in areas that I've been wanting to regenerate for a long time. And it has, I think the regeneration has accelerated, and there's been some very definite evidence of that in things that have given me difficulty for quite some time. The blood pressure issue, which I've been having difficulties with for many, many years, has diminished considerably. My interactions with others has improved. In terms of self-awareness, that kind of goes in and out. I still have lapse. Repeat?
Meaning what in relation to in and out?
Meaning that I am not always self-aware to the extent that I would want to be, and for periods of time. Although, you know, for some duration after doing the exercise, definitely the self-awareness is heightened.
In this process, are you intentionally engaging or enlisting other essences, or are you more so doing this yourself?
Myself. I am not intentionally engaging other essences, although I do feel, as part of what I feel in my body, a strong sensation in my nose, which is the same sensation which I had with Lawrence, and I still have with Lawrence. So I don't know whether that is a presence of Lawrence or whether that is simply because it's a similar process. Like I said, it feels to me very close to being an energy exchange.
That, I would say, you are including that energy and simply using that as an aid to what you are doing. But actually, I would be commending you in how well you are accomplishing in this direction without engaging significant other essences, other energies, which is in itself significant. The reason being that is you want to be engaging yourself. You want to be experiencing you as essence. And therefore, it is significant to be generating that yourself, and not necessarily in the capacity of generating that with an energy exchange. Now, what I would say to you is I very much understand what you are saying, and in relation to it feels very similar to an energy exchange. That likely will change. It feels similar to an energy exchange because you are engaging your energy as essence. And you aren't accustomed to doing that. Therefore, it seems to be very similar to what you notice with an energy exchange, because with an energy exchange, you are incorporating, or you are involving yourself directly with that energy of essence, of another essence, but of essence. And in that, what you are noticing in this experience is your energy as essence. Are you understanding?
Yes, and that is what was my understanding.
Yes. And in that, I would say that you are being considerably successful, and I would congratulate you on that. And in that, it is significant because now you can experience yourself as essence in the same manner that you experienced Lawrence. And the factor that you have that experience of an energy exchange can actually be helpful, because you are already familiar with what that feeling is in relation to the energy of essence.
Yes.
So what the experience of that is, because the energy appears, or it feels different than the energy of a person physically focused. It's not that a person that is physically focused isn't essence, but the physical manifestation generates a particular expression of energy, which is understandable because you are concentrated on generating the physical manifestation. Whereas essence, or that part of you that is not physical, generates, yes, a different feeling in relation to that energy, because it isn't, in a manner of speaking, confined. Therefore, it can feel much stronger, more powerful, because it isn't bounded by a physical manifestation.
Yes, I understand.
Now, in that, in becoming more self-aware and more present, that allows you to actually use that energy in relation to the physical manifestation, because it is your energy and it is available to you. Therefore, it is simply a matter of becoming aware of it, being more accustomed to the expression of it and how it feels, and then being able to begin to manipulate it or wield it in relation to whatever it is that you want to do. As you aren't accustomed to using that type of energy in physical focus.
Right. And this is actually something that I have been starting to explore, is using that energy in that capacity.
And in doing so, I would ask you in that, what do you feel? Because obviously you will feel.
I've been doing it during the exercise, which means that is when I feel I'm, you know, quite extensively engaged with that energy. And what I feel when I do that is actually an intensification of the energy if I direct it towards some outcome or something I want to accomplish.
Excellent. That is excellent. What do you feel in your body?
I feel the general sensation is one of almost paralysis. It's not really paralysis because I can move about if I so choose, but it's almost like it's I don't know how to describe it. It's almost like the body is just there, but it's not being activated by me, or it's not being activated at all. It's just sitting there. The other sensations I have is kind of electrical, not electrical, but you know, tingling sensations in hands and feet. Well, I hold the quartz crystals in my hand when I do this, and in the hands I feel some kind of, you know, impulses there. They're not, you know, and they can be quite strong, particularly in the feet. The other thing that I have noticed is periodically I will get these impulses of energy which are come like surges of an intensity, and perhaps five or six of it's like a wave of energy, and five or six will impulses will repeat. That happens with some frequency.
Now that, very well, what I would say to you in relation to that is that likely will change in the capacity that you may begin to experience a pulsing. Now, you will become accustomed to that eventually. But what I would say is that this impulses that you are experiencing now should change to be a rhythmic pulsing?
Well, it almost is that. It's just not continuous. I mean, it occurs
Correct.
For short periods.
Correct, but it will. It will eventually become consistent and all the time, in which that pulsing will be present continuously, nonstop, and you will become accustomed to it. Initially, it will be something that gains your attention, but eventually, somewhat quickly, I would say, you will become accustomed to it in the capacity that you won't notice it any longer unless you actually move your attention and pay attention to it. You won't notice it any longer, and that it will become as natural as your heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But it is pulsing, because it is a pulsing of the energy. This is the pulsing of the energy that you experience in consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Not in physical focus.
Mm. That's fascinating.
I would also say that your body consciousness also will likely have some, in a manner of speaking, back and forth periods in which it will have somewhat of a jerking sensation with it, because the body consciousness is not accustomed to accommodating the full energy of essence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I expected that.
Yes, this is the reason that you likely have affectingnesses in relation to an energy exchange in association with your body consciousness. Now, it is different with you as essence and pulling that energy into your body consciousness. It simply is a matter of the body requiring some adjustment period to that, because it will feel overwhelmed.
Okay. I have had some of that, but it's been actually pretty minimal. I think in part because I've been used to that. I went through the process already with Lawrence, which...
Yes. And that also is definitely a benefit in relation to what you are doing. I definitely agree. I would say that it wouldn't be unusual for your body consciousness to be expressing slightly stronger, eventually, responses or reactions in relation to being somewhat overwhelmed with the energy, because you are moving in a direction of incorporating the full energy of your essence or of essence in relation to your body consciousness. And you don't do that entirely with an energy exchange. no individual entirely interprets the energy of the other essence in an energy exchange. And in this, that is what you are moving towards in relation to yourself. But it, you can do that because it is your essence. It is you, actually.
Yes. Well, that's...
Now, I would say to you that in that process, this is not unusual. Not that there have been very many individuals in your history that actually have accomplished doing what you are doing, but those that have, and that would include you, what I would say to you is the more you move in that direction, the more your body consciousness will likely begin to express a type of flow, which is very natural.
That's repeat that low as an LOW.
Oh, glow.
Oh, grow. Okay.
LOW.
As physically growing?
Not growing, glowing.
Oh, glowing.
That there will eventually, there will become a type of shine, a type of glowing aspect that will surround the body consciousness. What happens is the energy field around the body consciousness is enhanced to such a degree that it actually creates a type of glow around your body.
Wow. And this will be visible?
Yes, it will be visible. It isn't tremendously dramatic, but it is noticeable. It isn't that you will be glowing neon, but there will be a slight shimmer around the body consciousness.
But the body consciousness already has an energy field that is visible to some extent.
Yes, definitely. And that is what will take on that glow, because the energy is so strong that that is a physical manifestation of that action. The more energy of essence you are incorporating into your physical manifestation, your body consciousness, it actually affects your energy field and it begins to glow.
That's amazing. What about the self-awareness piece? I had been thinking that that would be an automatic offshoot, if you will, or an automatic development as a result of this.
I would say that they move hand in hand, and that in that it isn't a matter of the chicken and the egg, so to speak. It is an action that is occurring in harmony together. Therefore, you are actively, physically engaging exercises to be becoming more aware of yourself as essence, and interpreting that energy and and lessening that separation. And at the same time, you are engaging the action of being more present, being more self-aware. They happen together.
And is there something I should be doing to develop, to help develop the self-awareness?
I would say that you are, for the most part, already doing. One factor I would say is pay more attention to that female energy, that intuitive energy that is a significant part of this shift. This is a piece that most people are not necessarily actually paying attention to yet, or actively engaging, intentionally engaging. And I would definitely encourage you in that direction. It will significantly in your development and becoming more self-aware.
And exactly how would I go about doing that?
Pay more attention to your intuition and less attention to your thought mechanism.
Okay. I have been starting to do that a little bit.
Move in the direction of genuinely using your intuition in the same manner that you use your thinking. Therefore, altering from the intellect to the intuitive, using the intuitive in the same capacity and the same automaticness and the same frequency as you do your thinking.
Okay.
That is a significant change.
Okay, I understand that. My essence color, is it purple?
Yes.
Is that why when I'm doing these exercises, if I close my eyes, I often see purple clouds?
Yes.
Okay.
Although, I would also say, in addition to that, even if your essence color wasn't purple, you likely would see some shade of violet, because that is, in a manner of speaking, the more of the natural or usual frequency, in a manner of speaking, of consciousness.
Yeah, I had thought that it was either my essence color or it was that I was visualizing the purple energy center.
No, not that, but it is definitely an energy configuration and frequency that is in in harmony with consciousness, therefore that would be a reason that you would also be seeing that color.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I understand. And I think I'm just about out of questions on that. It's an amazing process. And
I agree.
It is very, I mean, what you've, your description of it has been very helpful, in that I now know, it's confirmation that I'm doing what I set out to do.
Great, you are. And I would say that it is quite ambitious. I would be congratulating you in your progress and your accomplishment.
Thank you. I appreciate your support in that, and I do appreciate your presence and your assistance with this.
You are very welcome, and I shall continue to be encouraging you and expressing supportive energy in what you are doing, and some comforting also.
Thank you.
Send this love to you, my dear friend, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.